What's up, gamers? Welcome to the Vault RPG Mini Podcast, the show where I talk about as much about RPGs as I can in 15 minutes or less, sometimes more. It's like a Nintendo Direct Mini without all the unnecessary hype, and it's like Geico without actually saving you money. I'm your host, Philip. Let's get this episode started. So Lost Sphere came out yesterday. If you've listened to any of my other episodes, which I suggest that you go back and do, I will apologize for how sleepy I sounded in the last episode, yesterday's episode, which I recorded before work. Today I'm recording on my lunch break, so I sound a lot more chipper and spry. But you'll know if you listen to those episodes that I have been excited about Lost Sphere, the new turn-based RPG created by Tokyo RPG Company, or Factory, rather, which is, a division of Square Enix. And this game harkens back to the Final Fantasy games of yore. Think more of Final Fantasy 4 or 6, 5. And so I was finally able to play it last night after I got home from work. I sat down, and I would say that I'm about 4 hours into it right now. So not very far at all. So this is not at all an exhaustive review of Lost Sphere. Please don't think that it is. But this is a first impressions episode, if you will, of Lost Sphere. And my thoughts and opinions, I know, will evolve and grow as I go along in the game. And I will update those thoughts and opinions as I go. But as of now, this is sort of my 4 hours with the game impressions. And I would love to hear feedback from you guys on how you're liking it. Comment below. Let me know. Are you enjoying it? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? It's not perfect. But let me know. Okay, so I'm just going to sort of dive right in. If you listened to episode 3, I talked about RPGs and music and their relationship with each other and their impact on me. So I'm going to start with the music here. It's pretty good. The thing that I've noticed is that it does a decent job balancing light and heavy. You could also say sort of light and dark tones. You can go from, sometimes if you walk into a building, say an inn or something, you'll get this chipper, light score. Whereas if, say you're on the menu screen, you have almost a somber feeling track. So they do a pretty good job of balancing those things to set this mood that isn't too heavy and dark. But then again, it does feel like there is some weight to the world, the story, and the characters. That being said, let's talk about the characters a little bit. So you have the four main characters that you essentially start the game with. And that would be Kanata, Lumina, Locke, and Van. Start with Kanata, what I would consider the main protagonist, at least up until this point. I think he's a pretty strong protagonist, at least early on in the game. His ability with the memories is interesting. His reaction to those abilities is interesting. I think they did a pretty good job of capturing someone who is an ordinary person. I know that he has fighting skills, and they mentioned that in the beginning. He's a very good fighter for his town. But other than that, he is an ordinary person wrapped up in an extraordinary situation. I think they do a pretty good job presenting that and showing his internal conflict and his struggling with this ability. Struggling and doubting himself. There's a lot of moments in the beginning where not only does he not know what is going on, but even as he's figuring it out, as he is discovering that he has this power, he is hesitant to use it because of lack of faith in himself. So that brings an extra layer of internal conflict for his character. On top of that, he's pretty level-headed, and he seems to be a pretty good leader for this band of characters. So I'm right now a pretty big fan of Kanata. The others, honestly, still looking for some depth. Lumina and Locke have sort of this brother-sister relationship, and it's displayed time and time again. She's pretty hard on him, but I'm still looking for some depth. There have been several situations where Lumina is referred to as a brute. She uses hand weapons, fists, which is a staple in the Final Fantasy series. And I'll get to the connections to the Final Fantasy in a bit. So she's presented in this way as being this harsh individual with brute strength and is not known for any tenderness. And she really fights back. She, every time she's called a brute, she questions it and she says that she's not. So I think we're verging on some depth there, but they haven't really punched through yet. I'm only 4 hours in though, so there is still obviously plenty of time. Now with Locke, being the comedy, the comedic relief, bringing the light tone into the party, I feel like we're lacking a lot there. And that's really all I have to say about it. I'm keeping my mind open though. When they brought Van into the party, I'm curious to see how they handle and traverse that potential friendship, because Van is harder on Locke than even Lumina is. And you have situations where Locke talks about being frustrated or annoyed by Van. He respects his fighting abilities, but he's annoyed by Van. That being said, I'm wondering if that will bud into more of a respect and less of a rivalry. I'm also wondering what they're going to do with Van. They presented him as this very mysterious character, not wanting to tell a lot about himself. We don't know really his origin yet. So there's a lot there to uncover. So we've got a lot of things on the table that just haven't been explored yet. And I'm very early on, so I'm looking forward to seeing how things continue. Okay, sort of along with the characters, I know this is more of a gameplay element, but I like the party chat system. Not only does it serve as a reminder for the objective and where you're supposed to go, it acts as a guide or a direction, which is very helpful. It's convenience, and I'll talk about conveniences later. But the party system also gives some insight into the character relationships. I talked about the rivalry, or whatever you want to call it, between Van and Locke. And a lot of that is shown through the party chat and not necessarily in the main quote-unquote cutscenes of the game. In fact, Locke admits his frustration of Van's, how Van is always picking at him. Locke admits this in a main cutscene. And honestly, if you have not been checking the party chat up to that point, you would have missed a lot of those moments where Van is picking on Locke. Sure, a couple of instances occurred in main cutscenes, but the majority of them were actually in the party chat. So I kind of like that the game wants you to continue to check back into the party chat sort of every time you reach a new map or you reach a new milestone in a quest or something. Check back and see what the characters are saying. They will always be commenting on the objective that you're supposed to accomplish, but then also they comment back and forth to each other and reveal little aspects of various connections and relationships. I think that's really neat that the game wanting you and relying on you to check back in order to get everything you need to get. Okay, moving on from characters, let's talk about the map. Okay, the map to me feels good, and I'm talking when you're on location, say in a town, the first town, that feels really good to me. Running around it gives me the feeling of running around in a 4, 5, or 6, really 1 through 6 of Final Fantasy. It doesn't really feel like an FF7 or 8. Because of the way that the town is laid out, it feels like it's gridded and you're running around that grid. So for that reason, it does feel like an earlier Final Fantasy, which in my opinion, as you can probably already tell, that is a positive. That is a positive aspect. And then running around on the world map does definitely conjure a pre-Final Fantasy X feeling. There are no random encounters on the map like in a Final Fantasy game, which obviously can't happen because there are technically no random encounters in the game at all. There's no battle screen. The battles all happen in the real-time map, so it would make sense that there were not necessarily battles on the world map, but I still kind of miss the feeling of the journey, because what the random battles on a world map does is it limits how much ground you can cover quickly, and it makes it feel like a journey because your characters are growing, you're growing with your characters, you're spending more time with your characters from point A to point B because of those battles and the battle screens. Now, on the other hand, sometimes in past games, the encounter rate was through the roof and it could be more annoying than anything on the world map. So on one hand, I am okay with there not being any random encounters. Completely fine with it. The world map also, it's gorgeous and it does give me that nostalgic feeling, but I like the system where you can uncover or discover these points that will actually help you in gameplay. They'll give you stat boosts or will allow you to move quicker on the map and things like that. Mystic Eye or something like that. I can't remember the name of it, but I think that system is really neat. A very, very side thing here. I love the fact that you can name those points. Naming in games to me is very special. I actually never change my characters' names in Final Fantasy games, but in things like Civilization and games like that, where I can name cities, even going back to, I don't know if anyone remembers the game Battle for Middle Earth, an RTS game. It was a Lord of the Rings property. But you can name units in that game. And there's something about naming things in games that brings a level of connection to me that far exceeds not being able to name. Because all of a sudden I take ownership of whatever I have named. And so there have been already points that I've discovered that I have named that mean certain things to me. And it allows me to think about this world in a way, in a nostalgic fashion, in a greater way than I would have if I couldn't name something. So yeah, somebody else may have not even touched that system, but I'm happy that they put that in there. It's very small. I wish that the character limit was larger. I'm running up against those, the character limit on those things, but I digress.